Now more with Frank Gaffney.
We're back. We are joined by Ambassador Henry Cooper, a man I've admired as both a friend and colleague for decades, who has served with the greatest of distinction in a number of capacities as a uniformed officer in the United States Air Force, as a civilian in the Air Force, as a leader on the missile defense front, notably as the director of the Strategic Defense Initiative under President George Herbert Walker Bush. He also was the ambassador for the defense and space talks in Geneva back when I was in the Pentagon a lifetime ago. He has since been the chairman of a marvelous organization, High Frontier, as well as active in the defense industries. He's a remarkable resource, and it's always a delight to have a chance to visit with him, especially at the beginning of a new year. Ambassador Cooper, happy new year to you, and welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio.
Thank you, Frank, and a happy new year to you and all your colleagues.
Well, I hope it will be. There's a lot of reason to think it might not. And one of them, Hank, is the reason that I wanted to particularly visit with you as a matter of some urgency. And that is in light of the back and forth with the president on the one hand and Kim Jong-un of North Korea on the other of the relative sizes of their nuclear buttons, it seemed to me that this is an opportunity for a serious discussion about, well, what it is that the president is doing by signaling that our bomb launch authority is bigger and more powerful and it works compared to that of the North Koreans. And, you know, whether, in fact, if you look hard at what's the status of our nuclear deterrent, it's up to scratch. Would you talk your thoughts about both of those topics?
Well, I think we have to keep separate the discussion of our actual capabilities and how they work and how we would use them, and the signaling that I believe is quite appropriate that Trump is sending to Kim Jong-un. As you well know, it isn't just a button on your desk that is involved in assuring that our nuclear forces work, and I am satisfied that ours are bigger and under better control than I worry North Korea's may be. But I think you and I once worked for a president who also sent signals that the public didn't like, or at least the news agencies and their type didn't like. I believe that President Reagan at one point said the bombing begins in 5 minutes, and everybody in the press and so on went berserk, just like they are right now with Trump's comments. But I thought he sent a very sound signal to the leadership in the Soviet Union. And I don't remember now which of them it was, whether it was Brezhnev or the successors before Gorbachev got there. And you know, he talked about the evil empire and all that, and that annoyed people as well. His style was different than President Trump's, but I think his communications were very much on the same along the same line as President Trump's. Your comments about the status of our nuclear deterrent, though, are absolutely on target. And it's also like the era when you and I first met, and I believe you at the time were still working for Scoop Jackson up on the Hill, in an era when Democrats were defense-minded and supported doing the right things in partnership with at least some were. You know, the Carter administration at that point had left us in as I recall, Shai Meyer, the head of the Army, the chief staff of the Army, called a hollow military. But we're in the same boat again now, and we need to do the same kind of thing that Reagan did and his strategic modernization program and rebuild the capabilities from the scratch.
But you've served in the Pentagon, Hank, and as you say, you were there when much of that heavy lifting was done by Ronald Reagan and Cap Weinberger and their teams to try to modernize comprehensively our strategic forces. We've been really living off the fruits of that investment ever since. When you look at what is the current state of affairs, obsolescing seems to me to be a generous way of describing what's happened. Especially, Hank, as a man with a serious technical background, I'd ask you your thoughts about the advisability of persisting with the suspension of nuclear testing that we have observed since 1992. I observed in my commentary today that the North Koreans have tested their nuclear weapons more recently than we have. Does that trouble you as a technical guy? And is it something that we ought to be about remedying as part of this perhaps nuclear posture review and what flows from it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I am very concerned about that. I was in 1992. At that time, I was serving still on the advisory group for what is now called STRATCOM, and in these areas. And I was very worried anyway about turning everything over to the computer. You know, that, and unfortunately, our friends at the nuclear laboratories saw a benefit in doing that. And I think they were a little soft-headed as technical people. Yeah, that's true. That's what I'm afraid happened. As a technical guy, I don't believe it if you can't test it. And I really am very concerned. Johnny Foster, I think, may be the last living bomb designer who actually tested his design. And he's in his 90s now.
A national treasure. But the trouble is, as you say, Hank, that here we are, a nation that arguably requires a credible nuclear deterrent today more than even back in Reagan's era. And yet, with the advent of wholly modernized Russian nuclear forces, Chinese forces, we don't even really know the full dimensions of what they've been up to, but I suspect it's a lot more than many have thought. To say nothing of the North Koreans and shortly the Iranians, the Pakistanis, the Indians, and so on, we are really, it seems to me, behind the power curve. And I appreciate your clarity on the need to both test and to modernize. And it, I hope, is what will come out of this review by the president. But it can't happen fast enough is the trouble. And there's going to be, I'm concerned, a shortfall in our ability to credibly deter these folks. It's one thing to talk about it at the rhetorical level, but you've really got to pack the gear, don't you?
Right, and it's important to get beyond these continuing resolutions, which limit our ability to even implement the policies that are good policies being produced by the Congress. If we are not able to initiate new programs, which is the way we're bound today, then it only continues the stagnation. So, I mean, we're really in a dangerous period.
Hank, this makes all the more important something that you've devoted much of your professional life to, and I know you're continuing to do, even outside of government at High Frontier, and that is, as our old boss Ronald Reagan said, to have the capability to defend American people's lives rather than avenge them. Give us just the quickest of assessments of, are we where we need to be in terms of having deployed effective defenses against, well, honestly, not just the North Korean threat that is present, but the hypersonic and maneuvering weapons that the Russians and Chinese are beginning to put into place?
We're not. And unfortunately, it's going to take a while to get out of the swamp that we're in. Unfortunately, the programs I left behind when I left the SDI director in early 93 were all scuttled by the Clinton administration. And the most important ones that were least expensive were the space-based interceptor programs that were least expensive and most effective. And regrettably, what little we have done has been focused on the most expensive, least effective, especially against the threats that you mentioned, ground-based interceptor systems. And we need to revive them. The only hope I see within the bureaucracy itself, which is, I've been outspoken on the issue, is General Hyten, who is the commander of STRATCOM now, former commander of Space Command. And he is very much on the right wavelength, I believe, in working this problem and going back to the ways when we could do things a lot faster than we do now in the acquisition.
We need such leadership. It goes without saying. And we appreciate yours as well as General Hyten's. And I think the aspiration of the president, it's pretty clear in his new national security strategy that he intends to address both these nuclear and missile defense issues. But he needs all of our help in getting it done. Hank, we have to leave it at that for the moment. Thank you so much for your time today, as always, and for the continuing leadership you provide at High Frontier. I know you'll keep it up. Russell Dallin joins us. We'll talk with him about the latest out of Venezuela, possibilities that Military intervention is what's required there, right after this.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.